Good afternoon, The Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. My name is Katie. I was given this number by Brighton Vets. They said you might be able to look after budgies. Is that right?
As in boarding?
As in I have a budgie that doesn't look, that is a bit sick.
Okay.
By the,
yes, no, yeah. We definitely see yep. birds here. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yep. Okay, cool. So this morning woke up and she was having trouble putting her weight on her foot or claw, whatever it is, and come home from work, and now she can't put any weight on it at all, and she's kind of just hunched in a little on one side. So,
poor thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me have a look here. All right. Listen, I could get you in at 4:30, otherwise it would be tomorrow.
Oh, goodness. Okay, 4:30. I've got to pick my son up at 4 because he's coming out of an excursion, so it all depends on whether they drop him off on time, and that's at Brighton. I don't know if we'll make it, that's all.
Otherwise, it would be 10:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be at work. I'm trying to figure out what to do. What other appointments do you have? Like,
we close at 5, so 4:30 is the only appointment I've got available.
Yeah, that's okay. And again, I can't say yes because sometimes the buses run late out with camp. So,
yeah.
Oh, bugger. What about Friday?
Friday. All right, we've got an afternoon appointment, but by the sounds of it, like, we need to probably do an assessment, potentially x-rays, if he's not weight-bearing on that foot. So getting a morning appointment would be the best thing.
Yeah. Okay. I've got nothing right now. I'll have to just, if the bus gets dropped off at 4, like my son gets dropped off at 4, then I'll have to just call up and see if he's still got one available then. Otherwise, yeah, I can't because I've got work as well.
Yeah. Like, the other option is you can try giving the other vet surgery a call.
Remember
Downs Vet Surgery or Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside to see if they've got an availability sooner. But, yeah, unfortunately, that's the soonest.
That's fine. And how would you transport him, what's the best way?
Like, if the cage is too big to transport in, then even just a box or a cat carrier or something like that, we're not going to escape. And soft bedding if we're not able to weight bear, so just a towel or some newspaper and stuff on the bottom of the cage, something to grip onto so we're not sliding all around the place would be best.
Do you, where are you located at Redcliffe? I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to pick my son up at 4 and then drive there.
Yeah, so we're in the corner of Ashmole Road and Anzac Avenue. I'm not sure if you know the area. We're in where the old bridal shop used to be.
No, I don't. I'm in Brighton, but I don't know the area. So Ashmole Road.
Yeah, so we're just down from the hospital heading towards Kippering Way.
That's all right. I'll just look it up. So Ashmole Road, did you say? Kippering.
Yeah, corner of Ashmole Road and Anzac Avenue.
Anzac Avenue. That's right. I'll just have to figure out whether it's doable as well because obviously I have to come home, grab the bird, and then bring you up. We'll see if it's still available. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, not a problem. Well, we'll wait to hear from you.
So otherwise it's 10:30 tomorrow on a Thursday, or you think that it needs to be done on Friday in the morning?
Yeah, we're fully booked up in Friday morning, so we've only got a 3:20 appointment in the afternoon, and that's not ideal if we need to do things like that leading into the weekend.
Okay. All right. And you're not open on the weekends, I'm assuming. All right. No worries.
Yeah, we are open on Saturdays, but we are fully booked, and we wouldn't be doing x-rays on Saturdays.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. Okay. Thank you for your help.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.